Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we talk about Midwestern State Volleyball, and the volleyball team is off to a great start. They went out to Fort Hays, played three matches this past weekend, won two in straight sets, lost to Fort Hays. Let's talk about the two wins first, and then we'll get to the Fort Hays match. First of all, the match against Truman State, they kind of tested you in the first set.
Yes.
But you were able to rally back from a fairly significant deficit late in that set and get the win, and then you just kind of rolled from there.
Yeah, I mean, I think we kind of dug deep, and there were some big defensive plays made. So it allowed us to kind of plug away against a lead, and that's really nice to, I mean, that's amazing to see in your first set of the season. You know, the match was delayed quite a bit. The match before ours went five and went long, and so you have the antsy excitement for the first match of the year, and then the delayed warm-up with the let's go feeling.
Hurry up and wait.
Yeah, so it was really nice to see. I think Truman has some strong players and quite a few returners, so I thought they had some maturity about them, and we're fairly new. So, you know, we obviously have some strong players returning, but a lot of new pieces, and so it was really nice to see that execution versus a team that is a little bit more grounded right now.
And you hit better than 300 in that match.
Yeah, that's always good to see.
Well, here's what's even better. You're hitting over 300 through your first three matches. I think you're hitting 302 to start the season.
I know. That's kind of awesome.
It is awesome.
It's exciting to see.
It's awesome all by itself.
Yes.
But then when you look over the last, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years and see what Midwestern State's been hitting, it's so much better than what we've seen from Midwestern State teams. What does it tell you about your team?
Well, I mean, honestly, like throughout the preseason, I know a few things extremely confidently about our team. We're athletic, we're dynamic, we're powerful. But the one thing I think we've been questioning a lot is, are we going to be able to be consistent enough? And I think so. With that being said, I think that's a really nice sign that we had some execution. And, you know, obviously it helps returning two starting middles that have been pretty much in, if not in and out of the starting lineup for 3 years in, you know, Isabella Dickens and Jaden Wright. And they both, what, hit over 600 versus Regis. So that definitely helps. You know, we did all of our four middles plus saw some playing time. We saw some different people on the right. Tania Penn did a really nice job on the right, and she was efficient. So I definitely think those pieces really helped with our hitting percentage.
Now, the opponent's hitting 266. You'd probably like to see that number a little bit lower. But Fort Hays hit remarkably well, especially in the first two sets.
Yeah.
But even really for the entire match, for the first two sets, they were hitting like 500.
Yeah, I mean, Fort Hays is going to have a really nice season.
it looks that way.
They're very impressive. I haven't seen that fast of an offense to the pin and ran that efficient in a long time. Garcia, he's the new head coach there this fall. He was an assistant at Angelo State. He was a head coach at Adams in our region. He's doing a very nice job with not just the players he inherited, but the players he brought in. And they are running a fast set to the pin. And then on top of that, they have these very tall, strong middles and very athletic right side. So you put all that together, and it's a very good product.
It's a pretty good recipe for success, and you got a firsthand look at that. When a team's hitting that well against you, is there anything you can do to counter it?
Well, you know, obviously we don't have the most height of teams you're going to see.
Though having said that, you're taller than you have been.
We are, and you know, it's not the first thing we look for in recruiting, which, you know, there are pros and cons to that, but I mean, I'm never going to get upset about the kids we have in the gym that are touching 9'10" to 10 feet or even 9'6" to 9'8" and just being dynamic athletic kids. And, you know,
young women.
Right. But I think that, there were a few rallies in that first set that were exhausting to watch in terms of how fast and how quickly and how hard you have to work in order to defend that type of an offense and transition to run back at a team. And so playing Fort Hays made us better because you think of having to defend that is really difficult. And I know the scores didn't look it in the first two sets, but I thought we found ways to compete, and some of our players really stepped up and saw a new level. And we did some things in the third set where we changed our strategy a little bit blocking wise, and I think we saw some good results from that. I think the team saw, okay, we can strategize and change up some things and see success. So that was really nice to see.
You were really with them point for point in that third set until the very end. I think they reeled off six straight points at the end, but you definitely saw improvement, at least in the score line, as the match went on.
Yeah, and, you know, we started Jaden on the right versus Fort Hayes. We felt like, as a blocker, she could, and we've been, you know, training her in both positions her whole career here, but we really felt like she could slow him down on the block, and she did a really nice job. And we had some players come off the bench and do a really nice job, so that was good to see. And I think our setting, our setters and our defense has been pretty consistent in terms of what they're producing, and that's always also really promising.
You had pretty good totals in blocks too over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that we are being really seeing some more discipline in that skill, and I think that's going to help us in the long run as well.
You mentioned the Regis match, and it, from what I could tell, and I'm just following the line score, but it looked like you kind of breezed to a victory there against Regis.
We were extremely efficient versus Regis, and to finish a tournament like that, you know, that's what you want as a coach. You want your best match to be your last match. You want to get better every time you play. And not only did we pass well, we defended in system, and our setters were just pushing our middles, which they were very successful. So that was fun to watch.
So you come back home 2-1, but do you feel like it was a successful trip?
Yeah, it was a very successful trip. I love playing there. I think they do a really nice job.
It looks like
matches.
They've got a nice facility.
It's
there.
A great facility. And it's a good experience for our team, and I do think we got better and we saw some really good things and got some great experience, and that's really important heading into the next couple weekends.
Well, this next weekend you're going to be even busier because you're going to play four matches, and you're going to be playing four matches at altitude.
Oh yeah, that. I hadn't even thought about that.
Are you pulling my leg on this? Sometimes I can't tell when you're being sarcastic.
I honestly hadn't really thought about that. It's just,
does it make a difference in volleyball? I know as we get ready for a basketball or a soccer match, or even football, there's a lot of talk about, oh, we're playing at altitude. We've got to make sure we hydrate. We got to be aware, and we got to manage minutes or whatever. Does it affect volleyball at all?
I mean, yeah, all factors play into it. I don't think it'll affect our team that much. I think they're in good shape. I do think they prioritize hydration and fuel and understand how important those things are to their body. And so, you know, obviously maybe in the back of our heads, but not something we're going to spend a lot of time focusing on or talking about.
The ladies will be at Colorado Springs. You'll face a conference opponent in a non-conference match to start the Mountain Lion Classic. You're taking on St. Edward's.
Yes.
Do you like seeing a conference team this early before conference play? I know we have the LSC crossover, so it's nothing unusual.
It's not unusual, and honestly, they're a good team. They're an impressive program over the years, and so it's not a bad thing. I think both of us were kind of like, we don't have to play that match, and Colorado Springs was like, well, we're going to schedule it, and we were both kind of like, okay, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Is it beneficial to get to play four matches in 2 days, in a couple of days, or is it too much volleyball?
Well, it's not necessarily, we're trying to move away from that. Last year we didn't play any four-match weekends. You know, I'd prefer to stay at three, but I don't think it's a bad thing to play four. We do have a decent amount of depth on our team this year, so it could be a really good thing for our team to hopefully see some success and maybe make some changes, move some things around, and give people opportunities. And, you know, we'll just kind of play it as ear. Obviously, the results are more important than anything, but it's also about getting better as a team and as a full team as much as possible so that we're prepared to be strong once we hit conference play.
So the other teams you'll face, the host Colorado Springs, that'll be your second match on Friday. You'll play Michigan Tech on Saturday, and then South Dakota Mines, you'll also play them on Saturday. Your thoughts about the quality of the opposition other than St. Edward's that you're going to be playing here?
I mean, good programs. Colorado Springs had a great season last year. I know they were picked to win the RMAC this year. Michigan Tech's results from last weekend. I think they're about 50-50, but the two teams they lost to are ranked opponents, and they went 5 with them. And I was, you know, just watching South Dakota Mines, and they're impressive. They do really good things. So I think we're going to see a lot of different, you know, kind of like last weekend, we see a lot of different tempos and a lot of different looks and different play sets. And that's going to help us prepare for what we need to do to be successful in conference.
So when you're scouting these teams, what are you looking for?
Looking for what defensive system they run and if it allows us to use specific shots or what play sets we want to run or prioritize, you know, watching hitters that we have to focus on that are maybe their stronger hitters or have tendencies, setting tendencies, you know, pretty similar to any sport.
And then finally, you'll be home.
We will
on September 8th to play yes. Bethel College. They'll come here from Kansas. That's a 6 o'clock match on Tuesday, September 8th. You'll be a pretty well-tested team by the time you get home.
Yeah, that was the goal. We want to look good. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I mean, and Bethel is a great program. We played them at their place last year, and they're very dynamic athletic team as well, so they're really fun to play.
As you get ready for this weekend and the trip to Colorado, what's an area maybe you want to see the girls improve from what you saw last week?
Well, it's hard to say consistency because we've talked a lot about our hitting percentage. You know, I think Remy Madison has taken on a big load as an outside, and I do think she can continue to get a little bit more consistent offensively. You know, but she also had a great weekend and is playing extremely well. She's in a 6 rotation role for us, and so she's taking a big she has a lot of jobs. She's got a lot of jobs. And she's doing a nice job with that. I think just like I said, I think consistency and, you know, again, I think we talked a little bit about blocking, but just being more disciplined blocking. And, you know, obviously I think one of the biggest factors of whether or not you're successful in volleyball is siding out at a high percentage. And so just serve, receive, and being able to side out at a high percentage.
And it seemed like you were able to do that this past, maybe with the exception of the first couple of sets against Fort Hays, but it seemed like you were able to do that pretty well.
I think, you know, that we did struggle versus Fort Hays, and you had mentioned that third set we played them really close and then couldn't side out to finish the set. So that was really frustrating. And the first two sets, we gave them a nice little cushion because we struggled siding out in just right away. And so that definitely has to be something that we find a way to, what are we going to, you know, it can take you a second, but it can't take you 6 or 7 points.
The funny thing about volleyball, though, and I guess it's not dissimilar from other sports, is a team can go on a run and you think, I think we've talked about this before, especially in the circumstances of a fifth set, is even though you're down 7 or 8 points, that's not insurmountable. It just
right.
seems that way at the time.
Yes. Yeah, and we do have some really strong servers that have put us in a really good position to kind of close some of those leads. You know, Jenna Redding does a great job at the service line.
5 aces Giselle, this
yeah,
past weekend.
Giselle does a great job at the service line. And Savannah Cummings came off the bench for us versus Regis and had 4 aces with only 2 errors. So those are pretty good numbers.
Yeah, 17 aces. And I look, I know that serving's not all about aces. And
right, right.
Sometimes
but
I probably
still,
put too much
nice
emphasis.
To have.
It's nice to get those easy points, though, right?
Yeah, I'm not going
to
get upset about them. Yeah.
But that's a pretty good number, isn't it? 17 through 3 matches?
I think so. And, you know, obviously it kind of depends on how many errors you have. And it's not ideal. It's not going to always happen, but maybe a 2-to-1 ratio is nice. But, yeah.
So, as we mentioned, you're back home on Tuesday, September 8th. You've got 4 matches between now and then. You'll be tested in Colorado. And be aware, you're going into altitude.
I'm ready for it now. Thanks to Peter Stein.
Well, thanks for coming in, and thanks for doing the podcast in our brand new media room here.
It is beautiful. I love it.
Well, you don't have to lie.
Oh, well, I was going to say something about the walls, and then I stopped myself because I shouldn't.
Yeah, but we think maybe they could have painted the walls.
I want to paint the walls.
Well, let's come in next weekend.
Okay.
It's Labor Day weekend. We'll do a little labor.
Sounds good.
You're busy.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm a little busy.
All right. Thanks a lot, Stephanie. I appreciate your time. Thanks for doing the Sting Gang podcast.
All right. Thank you.